Yeah, well, little I've worked with it so far, using the mount that I already have on the vehicles, it seemed extremely narrow banded. Even a few kilohertz one way or the other, you'd have to retune on it. And it worked pretty well on 40. It wasn't great on 20, but it was doable. And 10, I couldn't get to work at all. So I'm hoping with that mag mount being now in a more central location on the car and potentially, having some more metal squarely under it, that might work a little better. But I'll let you run there, John, and have a great day. And yeah, maybe I'll catch you tonight while you're out on your ride. But other than that, have a great day in 73, KA9PGC, KD9HAY.
Hey, have a good one there, Hayden. I'll probably be on this repeater when I ride out. And, try to avoid the channel masters. But still, I get some great coverage in LaPorte with this machine, so that's really the reason why I grab it. When I go out west, I gotta grab 6-1. You know, that 5 miles difference between the two repeaters does make a difference, even though they're all nice and high, stories for another day on my coverages, And you have a good one there. Yeah. 10 was a problem. That's where I had to have a magnet, a little ground wire and a magnet. Because I'm grounded. I got a ground strap that's only like 13 inches, but I had to use a magnet to get the right coupling for 10. So that's how that one goes. And 73, KD9HAY, K9PGC.
CMN Network.